Good morning and welcome to Simply CRE. It's Monday, May 13th. On today's show, we'll be discussing the sale of Burnett Plaza and the variance of commercial real estate values. Plus, a Tampa apartment owner pays $134 million for a waterfront complex. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply CRE. The notorious Burnett Plaza in Fort Worth, Texas, is facing foreclosure amid financial troubles and legal disputes. The 40-story office building, once purchased for $137.5 million, now struggles to attract tenants in the post-COVID commercial real estate landscape. For more on this story, we turn to our correspondent. So what led to Burnett Plaza's current predicament?
Well, David, it's a combination of factors. First, the building's unappealing aesthetics and poor condition have made it undesirable to potential tenants, especially in today's market where premium office spaces are in high demand. Secondly, the owner, Burnett Cherry Street LLC, defaulted on a $13 million mortgage, prompting foreclosure proceedings by Pinnacle Bank. Legal disputes over unpaid debts to contractors for renovations have further complicated the situation.
How does Burnett Plaza's situation compare to the broader commercial real estate market, particularly in the post-COVID era?
The pandemic has significantly shifted preferences in the office space market. Companies and employees now place a much higher value on nicer, more appealing workspaces. This has created a stark contrast between premium buildings and less desirable ones like Burnett Plaza. The economics are not in favor of lower-end commercial properties, as they face a glut of supply and diminished demand compared to the residential sector, which is experiencing a shortage of inventory.
Can you elaborate on the financial challenges Burnett Plaza's owners are facing?
Certainly. It's likely that the acquirers used around $100 million of floating-rate debt, which could have seen annual interest expenses skyrocket from $2 million to $10 to $15 million. Coupled with potentially high operating expenses and low rental income due to the building being half empty and rates in the area being as low as $10 per square foot, the owners may be struggling to service their debt obligations while covering operational costs.
How does the value of commercial real estate vary within a given area, and how does this apply to Burnett Plaza's situation?
The value of commercial real estate can vary drastically within a small neighborhood. For example, in New York City, rents in buildings just a few blocks away from the prestigious Hudson Yards development can be as low as 15% of those in Hudson Yards itself. This highlights the enormous fluctuation in value per square foot based on factors like aesthetics and amenities. In the case of Burnett Plaza, its unappealing appearance and condition put it at a significant disadvantage compared to nearby premium buildings, contributing to its financial woes.
As Burnett Plaza navigates foreclosure proceedings and legal challenges, its future remains uncertain. The once promising property now serves as a stark reminder of the importance of adaptability and appeal in the ever-changing commercial real estate market. For Simply CRE, this has been an eye-opening look at the Burnett Plaza sale and the variance of commercial real estate values. I apologize for the confusion, but no article was provided in the previous message for me to generate a script from. Please provide an article in English, and I will do my best to write an engaging dialogue between the news anchor David and the correspondent following the JSON format you specified. Author David, message 1. Author Abby, message 2. I'll make sure to replace any instances of AI with AI for better text-to-speech pronunciation. Once you provide an article, I'll be happy to create the script for the Simply CRE news program. The Federal Reserve has released a new report on the state of the U.S. banking system, finding that while it remains resilient overall, there are some concerning trends emerging in commercial real estate and consumer loans. Delinquency rates in these areas have risen above pre-pandemic levels, according to the Fed. For more, we turn to our correspondent Celeste. What's behind these rising delinquencies in the commercial real estate sector?
Well, David, the commercial real estate sector, especially office properties, has been struggling ever since the pandemic shifted many white-collar workers to remote work, office occupancy rates plummeted and still remain below where they were in 2019, even as more employees have returned to in-person work. At the same time, the Fed's aggressive interest rate hikes over the past year have significantly increased borrowing costs. This combination of factors has led to a spike in delinquencies on commercial real estate loans, now at a half-decade high of 0.9%, according to the Fed's report.
And the report also highlighted issues with consumer loans, particularly credit card debt. What's the situation there?
That's right. Consumer loan delinquencies have been ticking up as well, with credit card loan delinquencies hitting 1.7% at the end of 2023, a five-year high. Again, this is likely due in large part to the much higher interest rate environment, which has made servicing debt more expensive for consumers. Credit card rates tend to be directly impacted by the Fed's benchmark rate.
So with delinquencies rising in these key areas, how are banks responding? What steps are they taking to mitigate potential losses?
The Fed notes that banks are boosting their allowances for credit losses in anticipation of further deterioration in the commercial real estate office and credit card loan segments. Basically, they're setting aside more money to cover expected losses from borrowers failing to make payments. This is a prudent move, but one that also signals banks are bracing for things to potentially get worse before they get better.
Certainly concerning trends to keep an eye on in the banking sector and broader economy. Celeste, thanks for breaking this down for us. While the Fed still judges the overall banking system to be resilient, rising delinquencies in commercial real estate and consumer loans will be important areas to watch going forward. Speaking of commercial real estate, Ares Commercial Real Estate, ticker symbol ACRE, saw its price target decreased by analysts at Keefe, Bruyette & Woods from $7.50 to $7, according to a research note issued on Friday. The firm currently has a market perform rating on the Real Estate Investment Trust stock. Keefe, Bruyette & Woods' new target price would indicate a potential upside of just 1.3% from the company's previous close. Bella, what can you tell us about the other recent analyst actions on Ares Commercial Real Estate?
Several other Wall Street firms have also weighed in on ACRE recently. Bank of America reiterated an underperform rating and lowered its price target significantly from $11 down to $7 back in early March. Later that same month, The Street downgraded Ares Commercial Real Estate from a C rating to a D-plus rating. In April, JPMorgan Chase reduced its price target from $8 to $7 while maintaining a neutral rating. And UBS cut its target price from $10.50 to $8 in March while also keeping a neutral stance. So there's a clear trend of analysts becoming more cautious on the stock and lowering expectations.
How does the overall analyst sentiment look for Ares Commercial Real Estate when considering all the recent coverage?
When looking at the big picture, the analyst community appears quite bearish on ACRE. The stock has received 1 sell rating and 7 hold ratings from the analysts that have issued opinions. No buy ratings to speak of currently. According to data from MarketBeat.com, the average analyst price target sits at $8.42, not much higher than current trading levels. So Wall Street seems to see limited upside for Ares Commercial Real Estate shares in the near term.
Let's also review the company's latest quarterly results. What did Ares Commercial Real Estate report for Q1?
Ares Commercial Real Estate reported disappointing first quarter numbers back in May that fell short of analyst expectations. The Real Estate Investment Trust posted a loss of 64 cents per share, much wider than the consensus estimate for a 30 cent per share loss. Revenue also came in light at $18.69 million, well below the $43.77 million that analysts had been projecting. It was a rough quarter from both a top and bottom line perspective.
How did the company perform in terms of some other key metrics during the first quarter?
Looking deeper into the Q1 report, Ares Commercial Real Estate recorded a negative net margin of 54.6%. However, the firm did manage to eke out a small positive return on equity of 0.82%. Last year in the first quarter, Ares Commercial Real Estate earned 26 cents per share, so this marked a significant year-over-year decline on the earnings front. For the full year, analysts are forecasting a loss of 66 cents per share, indicating low expectations for a near-term turnaround in the company's financial performance.
Thanks for that detailed recap of the latest developments surrounding Ares Commercial Real Estate, Bella. Clearly a challenging environment for the company as it struggles with profitability and faces skepticism from analysts. We'll continue to monitor the stock and provide updates. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply CRE. We'll see you back here tomorrow.